Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hello, Connor. My name is Lady K, and there was an ad that came across my Facebook page about a KitchenAid mixer for less, and it said that the fee for shipping and handling was $2.95, and I've been charged $7.95, and I'm not really sure if this is a scam at this point.
And the advertisement, you saw this on what day? And
It was today. It was on Facebook. I took screenshots of the whole promotion. I even looked at every single comment underneath the post for this particular product. Most people posted their photos saying that they got their mixer. It was a enter into a contest kind of thing. My screenshot says your entry into the draw was successful. Please look out for any emails or notifications we send you, and it gives me an order number and it gave me a customer service number to call. The website was called trueproductsforless.com, and I'm looking at my account now, and it says $7.95 is a pending charge, and yeah, trying to find out how that's the case. When I got a screenshot that said, "You did it! Congratulations! You won your KitchenAid robot. The rules: you will be directed to our website for our certified distributors. Enter your address and pay $2.95 for shipping and handling to get your KitchenAid robot. KitchenAid robot will be delivered in 5 to 7 business days."
may we have your zip code, please?
20176, or the card is 77 because it's across town. I live where 76 is, and the other one is 77. So 20176 is what I entered in.
First and last name, please.
It's under Lady K. I have an order number if that would help.
Bear with us one moment here. And again, you said you put it on under 20176.
Yes, and the address was on Wide Meadow Square in Leesburg, Virginia. This literally happened this morning, probably within the last hour.
Okay, let's try that order ID number.
Okay, the order ID number is 262-823-254.
It pulled an account, but it doesn't have the name that you stated that is on the account.
That's very interesting because I purposely did this for my business as a catering business, and I thought, oh, okay, I can win a KitchenAid mixer. Cool. I'll go ahead and do that. It was looking at different Black Friday sales, and that came up across my timeline, and I did a little research and decided that I would go for it because I rarely do these kinds of things, so I don't believe I ever win anything. But I took screenshots of every single stage because I was a little leery.
Let's try your email. May we have that, please?
It's cookingwithladyk@gmail.com.
Okay, here we are. And once more, could you verify your shipping and or home address?
Its shipping address is 18483 Wide Meadow Square, Leesburg, Virginia, 20176.
Thank you, thank you. So we were able to actually locate an account here. One moment while we review the information, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Miss Lady K.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So thank you so much for your patience. We were able to identify the information on the account. Now, based on the general accounts that I've been working on thus far here, most of the shipping and handling fees are $7.95 to $6.95. To that extent, you stated that it was actually
Yeah.
$2. Yes.
I'm looking at the screenshot from the post. It says congratulations, and the site is blackfridaysaid.site, which leads us to your site. And I read the fine print where it said if there's a third party and there's something going on, call us and let us know because we can't do anything unless you tell us, kind of thing. So that's why I'm calling. But yeah, right underneath the post, when it told me congratulations, you did it after I answered, I think, a series of questions. It asked me basically demographic questions. Was I a man or a woman? How old I was? How many people are in my household? That kind of stuff. And that was the questionnaire to determine whether or not you were eligible for this mixer prize. And so after I answered that and I did that, that's what I believed. And when you tell me that you enter your address and pay $2.95 for shipping and handling, and I check my account and it's $7.95, that makes me think it's a scam.
And to that extent, we totally understand there. Want to make you aware that based on the information presented here, to remedy the situation here, I mean, the best thing we could do is actually refund you the difference of the $7.95 and the $2. Outside of that, there's really not much more we could do other than refund the full $7.95 to you.
And I have a question. Is this for real? Is someone really going to send me this mixer that I supposedly won within 5 to 7 business days?
I want to make you aware that it is an exclusive offer, and what that means is that within the exclusive offer is a drawing. So you have the possibility of actually winning the KitchenAid set.
Okay. So yeah, that's misleading for sure. Instead, can you give me all of my money back then? Because the words that are here on my screenshot don't say that there's any kind of a drawing. It said, "I did it. Congratulations, you won the KitchenAid robot. Here are the rules. And pay $2.95 so that we can send it to you." And then it tells me that my KitchenAid will be delivered in 5 to 7 days. It doesn't say anything about a drawing. So with that said, that is a scam. It is misleading, and I would like all of my $7.95 back, please.
No worries at all. Processing that right now.
Cause that's not cool. I'm looking at all of this fine print here, and it says nothing about a drawing. It says I won. That's a difference. That's a big, big difference. I should have went with my gut. I should have known it was not true. That's a shame.
Okay, Mrs. Harris. Excuse me, I apologize. It's Miss Lady K.
Yes.
Yes, Lady K. I want to make you aware that the cancellation was successful. Would you like to receive a confirmation number?
Yes. Is there a way to email that, or is that something I just need to write down?
Which do you prefer?
I like written confirmation, please. If you can send it to me through email so I know that it came from the party that I spoke directly with to me so that we can make sure there's no discrepancies in our business account.
Totally understandable.
I would have called before, but there was no number listed to call until after you gave your information. That's why I was like, okay, I see the confirmation number, I see the customer service number, and I checked my account to see if it was $295, and when it wasn't, I was like, uh-oh, something's not right. And because there's so many different websites that lead you to trueproductsforless.com made it even more difficult. But all this was found on Facebook.
Interesting. Okay, so I did submit in information so that way you can receive your cancellation confirmation. In addition, we request that you allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds.
Yeah, my credit union should be aware of that.
Okay, great. Outside of that, any other concerns of today?
I would like to write the confirmation number down. I have not gotten the email as of yet. I'm not sure how long that takes you all to send.
Yes, I have to submit it, and another department actually sends it over to you. I can actually provide you with the confirmation number now.
You can or you can't?
I can.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what's the confirmation number for that?
A C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2628.
Mm-hmm.
23.
Mm-hmm.
254.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 2628-23254, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and it's confirmation of cancellation. And, I mean, is there a name of the company I should be looking out for the email just to make sure it doesn't go to our junk folder?
Usually it would come from support at Premier Discounts.
Support at Premier Discounts. Okay, that's a different name. Okay.
Yes, that's usually where it would come from. But, again, allow yourself 24 hours.
Okay.
To receive that email as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for your time. Your name again was?
Connor.
Connor. Thank you so much, Connor. You have a great day.
You as well, Lady K. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.